Hello?
Hello there, good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm coming from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, or a mobile home?
A single-family home.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate your participation. A single-family home. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
2016.
Thank you, sir. The next question, how many years have you been a permanent resident of the state of Florida?
42.
Okay, thank you, 42 years. Next, have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
I believe all the way up to a 3.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. Can you tell me the name of... Oh my God! So we have three names. Okay, so do you remember the names of the hurricanes, or the year? So it's either the name or the year.
I mean, they all came around. So I mean, I don't know if we ever had a direct hit, but we definitely felt the effects of like Andrew, Katrina, and any of the ones that hit the Tampa Bay coast, like. We've never had a direct hit, but we've had several brush-ups.
Yes. All right. Let me see here. Let's put a year here. What year was the last hurricane that you remember? Or was it really, just a few years ago? Do you remember?
I think we just had one last year.
Last year? Last year. Okay, 2023. Okay, thank you. Okay, next. have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel now to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I feel not too vulnerable.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, board your home up? Would you buy supplies and equipment? Would you evacuate? Would you call the insurance company? Would you drive to the house of a relative or a friend? Or you wouldn't make any preparations.
Hurricane shutters and supplies. I mean, if it was definitely a large one coming, then I would do the hurricane shutters. But otherwise,
yes.
I would have plenty of water and batteries on hand.
Okay, thank you so much. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours, within 36 hours, or within 24 hours?
Probably 36 to 48 hours.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very,
very
certain,
certain?
Very certain?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. So we have the internet, the radio, TV, newspapers, friends, family, social media.
Internet, television, radio.
Thank you. Next, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm before? Cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, or other?
I would say maybe like a generator being expensive, but other than that, I really haven't had too many struggles from it.
Okay. Cost. I'm going to write that down. Cost of a generator, right? The cost of a generator, right?
Right.
Cost.
In the past, it's not really an issue now, but in the past, it is expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Next, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. And when would you evacuate? This is your choice. When would you, if you had to evacuate, when would you do it? And I think you already said 36 hours, right?
If I had to evacuate, probably 12 to 24 hours, because I know the hurricanes change relatively
okay.
frequently.
Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family member, another location within the state, or as far as possible, to another state?
Another location within the state.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two,
thank you. what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Or you do not?
I don't remember.
Okay,
I want to say 1,000, but I don't know.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Very confident? All right, thank you.
Certainly.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it been 10%, within 1%, over 10%, or less than 10%? Or you don't?
Less than 10%.
Less than 10%? Okay. 10%. What about within 1 to 3 years? Is it the same?
About the same, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I'm also making it at the same time.
Oh, I really appreciate your help. We really appreciate it. You're a multitasker. Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
Would I consider canceling my homeowner insurance?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yes.
Maybe. That's nothing really I've ever given thought to.
Okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
Federal.
Federal, okay, thank you. And on a scale from of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, and how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced, 1 through 5?
4.
Okay, and that local land use planning takes into account insurance hurricane risks.
Say that one again. I'm sorry.
That the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Actually, 5.
Okay. That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
4.
Okay. That new developments take into account flood risks?
4.
and that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Probably three.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Most of Florida, this is a fact or you know, a statement. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderate concern, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for your decision? The neighborhood, the schools, the price, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zones, the crime. I'm sorry?
The neighborhood.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to speed it up here. How long do you plan to on living in your current address? Between 1 and 3 years, 3 and 5, 5 and 10, 10 and 20, or 20 and plus?
How long do I plan on living here moving forward?
Yes.
3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age? In what age group do you belong? Between 18 and 34, between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
I think you said 35 to 54.
Okay, thank you, sir. And let me see here. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three,
okay. Are any of those three people under 12 years old?
No.
And how many are 65 and older?
55 and over?
65 or older.
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, widow, divorced, separated?
Divorced.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of schooling completed in that you did?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
White.
Okay. And what language is the most spoken in your home? That would be English, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes.
Okay, and please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, or 75 and 100,000, or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
Okay, thank you, sir. And these are all the questions we have for you. Thank you very much for your responses.
You're welcome.
Have yourself a great night. Thank you so much, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Yep.
Bye-bye. Thank you.